here's a story from The World.
I want you to meet Yanelis Ayuso.
The moment that we are in right now is frightening. I feel that in the system that we live in, too many people are working for the benefit of a few.
Ayuso is from Miami, of Cuban and Puerto Rican descent, and nervous and undecided about the election. KERA's Alejandra Martinez has this story about one voter's decision on casting a ballot.
Since Yanelis Ayuso and I met back in February, pre-COVID, we've been keeping in touch through voice messages. This is one Ayuso sent me this summer.
I've been to protests before, but I have just never been so overwhelmed in my life by police presence and militarization.
Ayuso, who goes by Pink, is talking about the protest against police brutality that erupted in the city of Miami back in June. Pink was there.
Just seeing that people were being hurt and not the ones inciting violence, that will forever stay with me.
For 18-year-old Pink, there's been a lot on the line this election cycle, like the issue of police and prison reform.
I'm an abolitionist first and foremost, a police and prison abolitionist.
This hits close to home. Pink's dad was in prison for part of her childhood. Pink's mother, Juani Fernandez, says his absence took a toll on their family.
It was definitely a hard time for me, but I had no choice. My husband's incarceration really opened my eyes to how the justice system has fallen short.
Earlier in the year, when I first met Pink, they were excited to vote for Senator Bernie Sanders. But even he didn't speak to Pink's pressing issue, getting rid of the prison system. And neither do the current presidential candidates. Being so close to November 3rd, Pink still can't decide if they will vote. Pink and their best friend Thais Maradiaga, who's a Nicaraguan American, talk a lot about who will earn their vote. Thais is 18 and also a first-time voter.
We've had a lot of conversations around Biden and like what it would mean to endorse that ticket and to give the Democratic Party another vote, even as they so adamantly oppose the left and leftist policies.
Pink and Thais met in high school. Thais says Pink has always been the political leader in their group of friends.
At the cusp of like all of my political awakenings and realizations, like they have always either been there or like been one step ahead of me and like have waited for me to catch up. So I think that's really special about our friendship.
Pink understands that Florida is a battleground state. This places an added pressure to vote. Not only is Pink thinking about police reform and the justice system, they're also thinking of other issues around them.
Too many people have to starve, have to be homeless, have to struggle, have to just get by, have to just survive, have to live paycheck to paycheck for the 1% to thrive.
Pink is struggling to find a solution within the country's current political parties. One possible answer, Pink says, is communism.
I'm probably the only communist in my family. But here's the thing. My Cuban family came here for a better life, to escape whatever they say that they were facing on the island, to still struggle here.
Pink's family fled Cuba during Fidel Castro's regime. So when Pink brings up communism to their mom, Juani Fernandez, there's some tension.
I don't believe in the Communist Party. You know, I trust her stance in socialism. I'm not saying that I like it, but, you know, she has experience where she was treated unfairly or bad just because she didn't have, you know, an iPhone or the latest pair of Jordans.
You see, Pink dreams of equality, a nation where resources are shared and distributed equally to all people. The current presidential candidates don't fit with Pink's beliefs. In our last conversation, Pink was still undecided.
I know that many leftists will be voting for Biden and have made that like public knowledge. That is still something that I am struggling to decide on, because in good conscience, I can't vote for him. But I know that despite everything, I don't want to see Trump in office for the next 4 years.
The clock is ticking. But if they do decide to vote, Pink promised I would be the first to know. For The World, I'm Alejandra Martinez in Dallas.
From PRX.